Hey everybody, I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA. I own Choice Tax Relief. I have an update from the IRS that I want to share with you, an important update about their hiring practices and their agenda for the next few years. But first, I want to say, I know the IRS is going after a lot of you right now. They're sending out those CP 504s and other CP notices. They want to get their grubby little hands into your bank accounts and into your paychecks. Give us a call at Choice Tax Relief, 866-8000-TAX, that's 866-8000-829, or visit us at choicetaxrelief.com. We can negotiate a collection hold with the IRS while we review your case and figure out what the best course of action is for you, offering compromise, installment agreement, penalty abatement, current non-collectible status. Give us a call, 866-8000-TAX. But what I want to talk about today is something the IRS commissioner, Commissioner Werfel, said yesterday. He says that the IRS is going to be going on a hiring spree, that he sees their workforce exceeding over 100,000 employees for the first time ever, and he wants to do that within the next 3 years. And who's going to be paying for all these new IRS employees? Yeah, it's going to be you and me. So, and those of you who have a balance with the IRS, you know this. You've seen the IRS getting more aggressive in the last couple months than they have been in recent memory. They're sending out those notices with a vengeance, and you cannot ignore them because they want your money so that they can hire more of themselves. More feds. There's Danny. Okay. So let's get into this here. I make this bigger for you guys. I'll scroll up so you can see everything. These ads that pop up. All right. Internal Revenue Service Commissioner Dan Werfel said on Monday that the tax agency will need to boost its workforce to over 100,000 people over the next 3 years to achieve its modernization, service, and enforcement goals, and additional funding will be needed to maintain that extra capacity. He said the IRS will detail its hiring plans next month, so that would be April, in an update to a strategic operating plan for deploying some $60 billion in supplemental funding over a decade from the Inflation Reduction Act. I'm very curious to learn the details of the IRS's hiring plans. Like, where are they looking to be hiring? Are they going to be drilling down on criminal, right, enforcement? Because I've said it many times on the channel, it is technically a crime to not pay your taxes, and it's also a crime to not file a required tax return. There's kind of a myth going around that it's only illegal to not file, but it's not illegal to not pay. Now, both are illegal, and I'll pull the code up here for you. Right, so under 7203, both the willful failure to file a return, supply information, and the willful failure to pay a tax is a crime, okay? And it's punishable by fines, punishable by prison time. Anyway, that's kind of neither here nor there, but I'm wondering if they're going to be buckling down on criminal enforcement. Are they going to be buckling down on kind of the frontline phone operators? Is it ACS? Is it revenue officers? I'd be very curious to know, and I'm going to keep an eye out for this update when the IRS delivers it. Okay. So how many more employees is this? So fiscal 2022, they're at 79,000. Okay. Since then, they've hired about another 10,000, 11,000. They're at 90,000 now. And you can see, we are feeling the effects right now of even just the IRS having an additional 10,000. Okay, those collections notices are going out. Those notices of intent to levy are going out. Revenue officers are being assigned. The IRS is taking people's money. That's just the effect of these recent hires. Now they're looking to add another 10,000 just within the next 3 years, not over the span of the next decade. Just within the span of the next 3 years, it's going to be max pain for the American taxpayer here in the very near future. Okay. Okay, so we're talking about, let's see, the overall level of increase in the IRS staffing will be far less than Republican accusations that the agency is building an army of 87,000 agents, many of them armed. Well, is that really that misleading? I mean, they're saying they want, 100,000 employees. I think when the Inflation Reduction Act came out, people were talking about 87,000. No, they're not all armed, right? So that was definitely exaggeration. It's not 87,000 gun-toting IRS agents. There are IRS special agents who do tote guns or badges. They're law enforcement officers. If you really piss them off and you really do some egregious tax stuff, you might find one of them knocking on your door and arresting you. But by and large, most IRS personnel are not armed. But the IRS does have a very active criminal investigation division. All right, so what are you talking about here? Well, of course, more government shutdown stuff. You know, and obviously the IRS funding, that's always a you know, point of contention, obviously, between Democrats and Republicans. But I'll tell you what. The IRS, it's under a microscope right now by Congress. Why? Because the IRS allocated tens of billions of dollars more money to the IRS through the Inflation Reduction Act. Congress wants to get an ROI on those funds. So the IRS is going to be extremely aggressive here as it deploys these funds to prove to Congress and the rest of the feds that, yes, money spent on the IRS is money well spent, right? Because they love whenever they give, you know, the commissioner or someone else from the IRS gives their, you know, annual talk, right? They love to say, you know, for every dollar the IRS gets, it returns, you know, X in return in the government coffers, right? And since they've been given more money, they really want to show, make a good show of it. And how they make a good show of it? By taking money from me and you, okay? I think that's it. Whoa, what happened to my light? I don't know. Yeah, we talked about this here before. Joe Biden's fiscal 2025 proposed budget includes a request for an additional $104 billion in IRS funding. But, you know, we don't know if that's going to happen. We don't know if that proposed budget is going to go through. So I think that's all we need to talk about. Basically, IRS wants to get even bigger and badder. They want to get your money, and they want to get your money in their pockets. If the IRS is going after you, if you know you owe them back taxes and you want to get ahead of the issue, if they've already sent you threatening levy notices, or they've filed a notice of federal tax lien against you, or they've already started taking your stuff, garnishing your wages, levying your bank account, or even if you just have unfiled tax returns that you know are a skeleton in the closet, that it's going to rear its ugly head at some point in the future, give us a call at Choice Tax Relief. You get a free consultation, 866-8000-TAX, that's 866-8000-829, or you can fill out the form at choicetaxrelief.com, and we will reach out to you. I have some other tax relief videos here on the left-hand side of your screen. If you like this one, you'll probably like those. And I'll see you in the next video, folks. Bye-bye.